even though I'm a Catholic, honesty forces me to admit that, just as the devil has all the best tunes, the prods can lay claim to two of the glories of English prose, the King James Bible and the Book of Common Prayer. As a putrid farcist as Winston Peters grinds on, I'm reminded of these words millions of Anglicans recite every day. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. Or as we papists say when we're kicking it old school, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. And where Winston Raymond Peters is concerned, there's a hell of a lot of maxima culpa to go around. I don't have the time, or the Grand Master Sudoku-solving mind, to cut through the passive-aggressive fog that Peters and his consigliere Brian Henry have been pumping out in recent weeks. But I sure owe you an apology for my part in getting us here. In 1996, I voted for National in the rather naive belief that Jim Bolger wouldn't go into coalition with a man he'd described in the House, and accurately in my view, as the leader of a quote-unquote racist party. And it looks like Helen Clark is doing it all over again. I didn't vote for Winston Peters or his personality cult, but most of us have voted for parties whose leaders were quite happy to whore away their principles for power. I also confess to having treated Peters as a blogger and radio commentator like a joke, when his opportunistic pandering to fear, anxiety, and flat-out xenophobia amongst the most vulnerable was anything but. And worst of all, there were times when I just cynically shrugged my shoulders and decided that if people voted for him, not enlightened people like me naturally, then we all got exactly what we deserved. That's not only glib, but fundamentally contemptuous towards the whole idea of democracy. W.C. Fields wrote, "You can't cheat an honest man." He had a point. But demagogues flourish because honest men leave undone those things we should do, and we do those things we ought not. Honest men cheat themselves. Mea culpa.